Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and
all right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. You got a really a loaded show here today. We do. Yeah. How about this? You know, we were complaining for years. Because you already went in your tirade about the Nets, so.
Yeah, we're done.
We did that already. And the Knicks, over. You know, it was an early night. Let's leave it at that.
Yep.
You knew early that this game was not going to go well. But we have a loaded show today. We really do. And we actually, for years, Evan and I have complained that we never get a Met on. Now, we couldn't get any Mets on because they weren't on the radio station anymore. Now that they're back in the fold here, they're going to be on CBS and all of that. So, actually, we will today get a Met on. We are getting their new, what exactly is his title, Alan Baird?
He is now the Allard VP, Baird. Assistant GM of Scouting and Player Development.
Okay. So we're going to get
the brains behind the operation.
And there you
maybe.
Go. So he's kind of like Brody Van Wagenen's right-hand man kind of guy.
Now, I'm looking forward to talking to Allard Baird, but I'm hoping it's a gateway to eventually talking to Brody himself.
Or maybe like Jake DeGrom.
Well, yeah.
Maybe like Michael
story.
Conforto.
Jake's the dream.
Maybe
man.
Like Bryce Harper when they sign him. You know, maybe. Oh, what a disaster.
You know what? Here's how noble I am, Joe.
You are
if
noble,
the
bro.
The Mets sign
when
Bryce Harper.
I think noble, I think you.
You think me, right?
I do.
If the Mets sign Bryce Harper, we don't ever have to have him on. I accept that.
You know
that.
What? I'm in.
As long as it means we get him on the team.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That could be a weekly with CMB. That could be a weekly with
right.
Mike.
Right.
If
whoever.
He's still around.
Right.
It could be whoever.
Right.
JJ.
Right.
Tony Page. I don't care. But if he's here on the team, I'll take that.
Yeah, no, hey.
Know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm in.
I'll sign for that.
I'm all over that.
Bob Glauber's with us as well.
Yep.
Not only is he a great football writer, we love having him on to talk football, but he wrote a very good book, which I've had a chance to read a big chunk of, called Guts and Genius, the story of three unlikely coaches who came to dominate the NFL in the 80s, Bill Walsh, Bill Parcells, and Joe Gibbs. A lot of really good anecdotes in this book, so we'll talk to him about that, plus the NFL. And John Heyman early on, who's going to join us at 10:20.
John Heyman coming off a win on Thursday night.
Red hot.
Covered the number by a point, and you got the Saints going again tonight.
I think he's going to take him again.
He probably will.
I think that number's at about 7 or 7.5.
Yeah, something like that.
But that is a very sexy Thursday night game.
Great game.
Very sexy game.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm biased when I say this, and maybe we're both going to be biased about this, but Rob Vacchiano, who works for SNY now, ran a story last night that the Giants still may bring Eli Manning back next year.
Yeah.
And I think both of us have said over the course of the last few months, they probably move on from Eli. They probably should move on from Eli. And I understand the argument of keeping him, which is going to be simply there aren't a lot of quarterbacks in this draft, which we discussed yesterday.
No doubt about that.
And the free agent market outside of Teddy Bridgewater, who's still a question, and young.
Right, right.
Assuming Derek Carr isn't cut or anything, it's not a great list of quarterbacks that are available. No one's going nuts for Tyrod Taylor or Ryan Fitzpatrick. I understand that point. So, again, maybe I'm biased when I say this. But I think the real reason, or part of the reason, why I still think, despite all of that, I move on from Eli Manning, is that Eli Manning with the Giants now has been this Band-Aid that is slowly coming off the skin and not just being ripped off. Eventually, Eli's going to be gone, and it's going to be sooner than later. And I think we'd all agree, they're not winning a championship anymore with the way they're constituted and Eli Manning as the quarterback. So I just think that despite the argument, which is a fair one, that Eli may be their best option because of the reasons we went through, I still think I'd move on. I still think, Joe, that at 38-39, instead of continuing the same debate that everybody around this town's had now for 2 years, that next year it should be something different and they should move on.
Well, look, I mean, I don't disagree with you, but I think they still think that maybe they can compete again next year if they go back to Eli, you know, another year of Barkley. You know, maybe your offensive line has shown improvement already the last few games. You know, the defense hasn't been any good. I mean, you know, let's be honest about that. But, you know, maybe that's what they think.
Isn't that fool's gold?
I think to a degree
it is. What's happened
the
last
2 years?
I mean,
I think at some point you got to move on. You know, what happens if next year turns out to be, what happens if Eli winds up like Y.A. Tittle did his last year, right? What if that happens? He gets hurt early on in a year. He's done for the year. Now where are you?
No, they end up drafting a quarterback number one overall.
The following year.
From Alabama. Right, the following year.
Well, that's the guy you want to get.
I just think, I came into this year, I think we both did, thinking the Giants would be significantly better than a year ago.
Yeah,
I don't think that was going out on a limb.
I didn't think they'd be 3-8 after 11 games, I'll say that.
I thought they would have a chance to compete for this division.
Absolutely.
Now, either we were idiots or we were just red. We gave too much credit to the talent on this team and maybe too much credit to this coach. Maybe we thought this coach would be better than what he's turned out to be. If you go back to the well of saying, hey, like you said, hey,
right,
man, we can compete.
Right.
Isn't it fool's gold?
Yeah,
I think it is.
We've
seen it 2 years in a row now. It's not working.
Well, the one thing I will say, and this goes back to what you said about, you know, Shermer is just not a very good coach. I mean, I look at this. I mean, I would love for our team to have the offensive weapons this team has. I mean, wouldn't you love that Barkley? And I don't love Beckham, you know, on my team, but still, a talent like Beckham on the team and a guy like Shepard and Ingram, who, you know, I don't know what his deal is because he's very up and down. But, I mean, to look at the talent level of skill position guys they have and to be 3-8, something's wrong.
And not only 3-8, Joe.
I mean, right. I mean, something's wrong.
But being as bad for the most part offensively as they've been.
Right.
And they've shown signs. The first half against Philadelphia, sure, they were humming.
Right.
You know, I'm tweeting, boy, this is the offense we all expected. We're all thinking
They put up 38 against Tampa, although everybody puts up big numbers against Tampa.
But overall, this offense that you just described that has a lot of talent has underachieved greatly.
Big time.
So what makes me think that another year of Eli Manning, another year, he's a year older now, that all of a sudden next year it's going to work? I mean, the Giants are in a position, and I know it stinks, and I've gone through it with all the teams I root for, they're in a position where they got to blow it up. That's probably what they have to do. And so to go back to that well next year, I just don't think is the right call. And if you do go back to that well, he is certainly not going to make $23 million a year. They're going to have to restructure that.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
But I think they're
just... It's his last year of his deal, right? Isn't it the last year of his deal?
I think it is. But it's irrelevant because I'm certainly not bringing him back in 2020. I don't even think they should bring him back in 2019. And by the way, that's not shots at Eli Manning. Eli's had a great career. I'm just looking at where this franchise is right now. It's got to be difficult to convince yourself that considering the way this season has gone and the way last year went, that you're almost going to try the same damn thing in 2019 and expect a different result.
Yeah.
Isn't that the definition
of
insanity?
Yes, it is. Insanity, yes. Yes, exactly right.
And Eli may want to remain here in New York, and that's fine, but it's not up to squarely him. It's up to this organization. And even though Tyrod Taylor and Ryan Fitzpatrick, I mean, I know those options are bad. Trust me. As Jet fans, we've been through that year, many years at a time, finding those Band-Aid quarterbacks.
Yeah, stopgap quarterbacks. We know those well.
And if you don't believe in any of these quarterbacks in the draft, no, you shouldn't reach and draft them. But even still, bringing Eli Manning back in 2019, it would just feel like it's a continuation of this year. And this year has been a disaster. So why the heck would you want to continue that?
Yeah. No, look, I understand. But I tell you, it wouldn't shock me, though, if they did. Because, you know, I think that they feel that. And I think that goes back to what you said about the coach. I mean, you know, they should be better than 3-8 with the talent they have on that offense. There's no doubt about that in my mind. No doubt.
It's very difficult to fire a coach after 1 year, but I think you've got to look at what he's done this year.
Jets did it with Pete Carroll in 94.
Yeah, that worked out.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
That worked out great.
For Richie Coltite. Leon Hess couldn't wait. Couldn't wait to bring him in. Oh, the Eagles let him go. Oh, we got to have him.
You know what concerns me about Shermer?
It's unbelievable.
If Pat Shermer was a first-time head coach, I'd probably look at it differently. I think the fact that he had that experience in Cleveland and some of the criticisms that he faced in Cleveland are kind of happening again, it's deeply concerning. This is not a first-time head coach. And that's why if you're Dave Gettleman and John Merritt, you got to think about it. That doesn't mean you got to fire him. I'm not suggesting they have to fire him.
Right.
I know it's crazy
after one year. I just can't see it. I mean, only because the, you know, the other guy didn't even last 2 years, and he made the playoffs
That's not a good reason.
It isn't, but I still would be surprised that they would.
I'm not disagreeing about being surprised or not. I'm merely saying that you got to look at it.
Yeah, well.
And if you make a decision based on Ben McAdoo, that's foolish. You're going to make a decision on Pat Shurmur based on Ben McAdoo. One thing has nothing to do with the other.
I couldn't agree with you more. You're 100% right. Look, if a guy doesn't have you, look, it's like the Jets. They should have got rid of Bowles after the second year. You knew then. I mean, I knew before that, but they knew. You had to know then he wasn't any good as a coach.
The thing is, and this is where I pause about it, and it's more times than not.
Because if he's not the guy,
right.
You're just setting yourself back even more.
Exactly. That's my point.
You're just continuing to set yourself back.
You're wasting.
That's what you're doing.
You're wasting time.
You're wasting years.
Exactly. And the thing I hesitate about, one is a recent example, it was 18 years ago, is Bill Belichick. That Bill Belichick was a failed head coach. And I wouldn't even say failed. He had more success in Cleveland than Pat Shurmur did.
Well, he made the playoffs. Yeah, he beat Bill Parcells in a playoff game.
Yes, well, I can't even say
he was. They made the divisional round that year.
I can't even say he was really a failed head coach necessarily.
Yeah, 1994.
But we all know this, and it's in Guts and Genius, obviously, and Bob Glauber talks a lot about it. And we know that the Giants came very, very close to firing Bill Parcells.
Howard Schnellenberger.
They approached Howard Schnellenberger
and
tried to bring him in.
Yep.
And Parcells was beside himself, rightfully so.
Yep. We had that brutal first 3-12-1 that first year.
Exactly. And that's kind of the season Pat Shurmur's had in a way.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know what the record's going to end up being. Yep. It's obviously not going to be 3-12-1.
Well, it could be.
It could be. I doubt there's a tie, but you're right. It could be.
It could be.
It could be.
It's not out of the realm.
So there's always that pause of, you never know. But more times than not, your initial gut feeling about a head coach turns out to be true. You know?
No, I mean, there's no doubt about that. Usually, you know, you can pretty much, pretty much right away, especially if it's your team. You'll feel it. You'll feel it.
And right now, I wonder what Giant fans are feeling about this head coach.
Yeah, well.
But I think staying and sticking with the same plan that has failed for the last 2 years, despite all the great moments that Eli has brought here, he's a great Giant. He's a Hall of Famer. I'll argue that with Ernie all day.
No, I'm with you.
I just think rip the Band-Aid off at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be sitting here next year at this exact same moment talking about the exact same stuff if they brought him back for another year. I'm telling you, you're going to be saying, hey, bro, they got Odell, they got Saquon. How come they don't score 28
right.
points
again? Of course.
We're going to be saying the same thing.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And then we're going to wonder, why the heck did they continue this going on for another year?
Yep.
So I know they haven't decided, and there's a lot of factors that lead to that decision, I'm sure. But right now, as I sit here today, I just rip the Band-Aid off when the season's over.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm really not disagreeing. But it's going to be interesting to see what they do, though. It's going to be interesting to see.
We'll talk more football with Bob Glauber. He's going to join us at 11 o'clock in studio. We'll come right back.
By the way, I didn't mention we're live, of course, from the Black Bear Studio. Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheese is only at ShopRite. My wife is at ShopRite right now.
Beautiful.
Spending more money, as we always do.
Nice.
I should have stock in that, really. You know, the Insera people who own the ShopRite in Ramsey. I mean, really, I should have stock in that.
You'd make a fortune off
that. Oh, my God.
I don't think it's traded publicly.
Yeah, probably not. That store, God only knows how much money that store breaks in a week. It's insanity. No, it's insanity there.
Can you tell Ernie wants me to promote something, and I am in such a vile mood with this. Can you just tell Joe to promote it? Because I don't want to talk about it. Tell Joe to do it.
Nets tickets every hour?
Yeah, you say that.
Nets tickets every hour.
Great.
They got the Lakers coming up soon.
Super.
Just saying.
Yeah, you can win tickets to waste your time for 2.5 hours to watch this team blow a fourth quarter lead. Oops, did I say that?
Folks are lighting up.
Are they going to be offended? I don't care if they're offended because I wasted 8 hours of my life yesterday.
Well, you can offend them all you want.
Sitting around waiting
for
that game.
All we do is offend our teams.
To watch them blow.
Because they offend us.
Oh, deeply offended.
It's unbelievable.
I got home at 11 o'clock at night. Waiting hours to watch that garbage.
The fact that I got to tell you this, and this just shows the greatness of you. Okay?
Greatness.
No, but again, you know, the fan that you are, okay, and that you deserve so much better, as do I, but you do too. You're here all day. You're done at 1 o'clock. You hang out all day here to go to a 7:30 start game.
Yeah.
Okay, in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
Not even at the Garden. The Garden would be a lot easier. Well, in Brooklyn, you stay till 10 o'clock, whatever time the game ends, 10:15. And then you got to drive back to Westchester.
Yeah.
After another horrific
and
loss.
And watch them lose.
After another horrific loss.
The same way they lose every game.
What, are you kidding me? And then you got to get up in 10 minutes.
Yeah. And then Ernie wants me to put a smile on my face and say,
come on.
Hey, we're giving away net tickets every hour.
Ernie.
Good.
Come on.
Go to the net game. If you're a Laker fan, you'll have a great time. All right?
If they're playing the Lakers.
Yeah. That night, yeah. You have a
right.
good time.
Right.
But I am so sick and tired of watching this team play well for three
my
quarters.
My son-in-law and my daughter going to that lead. Game. And I want to thank you again for that.
Anytime,
they're
my friend.
They're going to that game.
And you know who else is going to that game?
Who's you.
This moron.
Are you going to that game, too?
I think so.
Yeah. All right.
I think I'm going to check it
Maybe
out.
Maybe you'll see him there.
Maybe. Well, he's going to wear a Laker jersey, right?
Well, I'm sure
I don't want to look at him.
I'm sure he'll have some kind of Laker or
yeah,
something.
I don't want anything to do with him.
There'll be some kind of Laker paraphernalia.
Oh, boy.
I don't think there's any question.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.